News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. This is going to be exciting. This is really, really interesting and really, really fun. I've got Danita Andrews in the studio from Florida West Economic Development Alliance. Is that right?
That's correct.
Hey, I got it right. Cool. I didn't even have it written down. We're talking about advanced manufacturing, research and development. This area in Pensacola, we love it. We love living here. And there's lots of things that make this area special. But there's something unique happening here, and it's going to really change our community. And it's going to bring a lot of talent and just a lot of just dynamic development here, I think, to our area. So, Ms. Andrews, thank you so much for being here. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, anytime. We love bringing stories like this to our area because this is something that's going to really, I think, change everybody's life here in this area, and it's unique for Pensacola. So let's talk about this. The Florida West EDA and Pensacola Escambia Promotion and Development Commission, they have brought in LIFT, L-I-F-T. Let's talk about that. What is LIFT? What is this program?
LIFT is a National Advanced Manufacturing Materials Innovation Institute. So they were one of 16 manufacturing institutes that were stood up during the previous administration on the federal level. And so we're going to establish a technology accelerator and a talent development showcase and sandbox here in Pensacola at the Pensacola State College campus. Okay. So what I mean by a showcase and a sandbox is that, you know, they're going to be developing this 38,000 square foot new facility, high bay, to showcase the latest technologies in manufacturing. So they have over 350 customers or partners across the United States, companies like Siemens and General Dynamics and companies in the automotive and aviation industries, and they're concentrated on new materials research and development. So one of the things that they're looking at is hypersonics now in aviation. And so the materials development that comes out of this really is going to be an accelerator for driving manufacturing going forward. So we're looking at this to help us to not only attract new research and development dollars. This project will generate about $32 million in new federal and industry research. LIFT also is keenly engaged with Department of Defense and our military, working on new product development in DoD arenas. And so that's going to be a tremendous asset for us, not only to assist our existing manufacturers in the area, but also we hope to attract new manufacturing when we stand up this facility.
So some of the latest, greatest, you know, I would say like Mission Impossible type gear could be made right here in this area.
Absolutely. Their R&D showcase is engaged in additive materials, all those generational access materials with CNC operations and including robotics and AI. So LIFT is going to be a catalyst for us, and we're super excited about this. We began the project in June of 2019, and we invited LIFT representatives to come to Pensacola, and we put them together with some of our largest manufacturers and community partners. And so this partnership was actually started through Florida West and PEDC as the connector for the local community to showcase the best of what we have in Pensacola.
I like that little trick when you're just like, hey, come on down to the beach and hang out for a little while. Let's talk about this. I think you definitely had the upper hand the whole time in that situation, in that negotiation. I'm talking with Danita Andrews from Florida West Economic Development Alliance, and she is talking about LIFT, a new program coming to Pensacola. I definitely want to get into the whole DoD manufacturing aspect of this because Space Florida and Triumph Gulf Coast is involved in this. So let's talk about the space aspect of this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any product related to aviation, aerospace, you know, the spaceport, Florida's got a very strong partner in Space Florida, and they get involved in a lot of different aviation projects around the country, or around the state of Florida. Leonardo in Santa Rosa County is one prime example. So I'm getting a shout out to our partner over in Santa Rosa. But they do get engaged in helping to provide conduit financing, and they have special capabilities of owning property, much like what PEDC does here in Escambia County, but on a different level. So we were able to get Space Florida partnership keenly involved, as well as Pensacola State College. So Pensacola State's providing the location, almost 3 acres on their campus of a site, and the building will be about 38,750 square feet. So it is going to be a tremendous asset.
Bringing jobs to the area.
Absolutely. And the majority of these 36 jobs that are allocated for this particular project are going to be in the engineering and support of engineering fields. So we're excited to be working for Lyft. We are looking forward to the potential of doing a groundbreaking soon, and having another celebration of this project.
And Escambia County, all of our local leaders are way behind this. Everybody's really, really proud of this. This is a public-private partnership, home to more than 340 organizations across the nation working all together for this. This is just going to be great. It's going to change our area, and it's going to change lots of people's lives, because it's going to bring a lot of development here to this area and a lot of talent. So talk about a little bit real quick. We've got a break coming up, but we're reaching out to students trying to nurture this this innovation and get this talent pool going here in this area. So talk a little bit about how you reach out to students for the showcase.
Absolutely. I had the privilege of attending a Lyft event in Detroit this past October, and one of their areas of keen interest is education. So let me first talk about Operation Next. That is Lyft's program, and we've had three community colleges or three state colleges across the state that they have already engaged contracts with, where they're helping to bridge the gap with exiting military and their families and veterans to help them to find jobs in the next generation of manufacturing. And then also, likewise, the high school students that have an opportunity to maybe gain some skills in advanced manufacturing along the way. So while I was there at that event, they were giving scholarships, students that had won scholarships in the fields of manufacturing to go to some of the top universities and study engineering. But there's so many more jobs in manufacturing that are available to people. It's not, manufacturing is sometimes gets it's viewed as a not so nice location to work, but most of our manufacturing in the area is very clean tech oriented, and so we aim to help to turn that perception around.
Right, I see it now as the stigma is changing. Now it's like, oh, what do you do? I work on spaceships.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, and that's going to be happening in our area. 437-1620. This is a call or text in show. If you have questions for Miss Andrews this morning, we're talking about some really exciting stuff that's coming to our area. If you have any questions, 437-1620. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio Pensacola.
Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Why would you want a home generator from the Generator Guys? Top reasons include lighting during power outages that can last for days, cooling your home to keep people and pets comfortable, power to keep working from home, freezer food protected, security cameras powered, medical devices backed up, and humidity controlled to keep black mold from growing. All reasons to get a free, no-obligation quote from your local company. Forrest Jordan & Associates, The Generator Guys. Go to thegeneratorguys.co.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer? Whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. And now during our Memorial Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed plus free home delivery when you add any base. Ends Memorial Day. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Include Fort Pickens in your Memorial Day weekend activities. Sunday and Monday, check out living history displays and demonstrations. See Fort Pickens Memorial Weekend on Facebook. Enjoy the sun, sand, and music at the 7th Annual Family Beach Festival, Saturday at the Gulfside Pavilion. A fun day of celebration and inspiration. Please see Family Beach Fest on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays here at 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We've got an app. We've got a website. We're all over the place. This morning, I've got Danita Andrews in the studio from Florida West Economic Development Alliance. I've got some great news for the growing tech workforce here in Pensacola, as well as across the region. Lyft is coming to town. Florida West and the Pensacola Escambia Promotion and Development Commission has worked to bring this crucial partnership to town with our own Pensacola State College and Space Florida to help recruit Lyft from Detroit to come down here to help us. And this is going to be a lot of great funding and a lot of great talent retention for our area. And Ms. Andrews, thank you for the work that you're doing. Let's talk real quick about how you got involved in this. You were telling me on the break about how much you just really enjoy your job. And I love to hear that from people. So tell us, how did you get into this business?
Actually, I just sort of fell into this business. And my husband spent 20 years in the Navy, and we moved to the Jacksonville area and to get to learn the area. I worked for a temporary agency.
Of course.
And so I was engaged in a lot of different, just working temp jobs here and there. And I had an interview in economic development. I actually had to look up what economic development was. But it really is the intersection of helping to grow our economy and diversify the economy so we're not dependent on any one or two industries throughout our area, but that we have a nice mix or a melting pot of different types of industries and therefore the different attracting different types of talent to the area. And that's one of the assets that Pensacola has, is our ability to attract new talent into the area, as evidenced by some of our largest employers and growing employers.
Right.
But this particular project with Lyft is going to be engaged in materials research that support aerospace and aviation defense industries, automotive industries, shipbuilding, and advanced manufacturing clusters. So we are super excited about this new announcement. And it was years in the making in actually working with the company, working with our partners to collaborate and pull together this project that made sense for the company. And we're happy to have Lyft coming as their first location in the state of Florida.
And we're not talking about the ride-sharing program Lyft, spelled L-I-F-T is what we're talking about, L-I-F-T, Lyft. You can go online. What's a good website?
It's lifttechnology.com.
Okay, lifttechnology.com. Check out what they do, because this is fascinating stuff. It's exciting for me because I know that, you know, Pensacola is already, you know, just paradise to me. I mean, it's just, you know, you come down here, you never want to leave. But, you know, with the space program in Florida and the military here and so much, you know, we've got the Blue Angels. I mean, this town is very, very unique, and this is only going to add to that. And it's going to just advance our technology sectors here. And for, you were telling me in the break, for every manufacturing job, there's sort of two, let's say, like symbiotic, you know, jobs, two complementary jobs that spawn off of that. Let's talk about that real quick and what that's going to do for our area.
Well, we call that a multiplier effect in economic development. And there's statistics that go behind it. But for every one job created, there's so many more induced and that's direct jobs, but then there's induced jobs that come along with it. So from the employment that is gained in people going to work there, they have more buying power to purchase houses and cars and refrigerators and, you know, durable appliances, as well as groceries and tires and all sorts of things in the economy. And then there are jobs that are created as the result of the company buying products and services in the region. So manufacturing has one of the highest multipliers in economic development.
Wow. And we're going to have more of it here in this area thanks to Lyft and Florida West, Pensacola Escambia Promotion and Development Commission. All of our local leaders are behind this. I know Mayor D.C. Reeves is really encouraged about it. You know, and Escambia County, working here and doing this job and seeing the people on the morning show and then on Pensacola Expert Panel, I see the same faces a lot because everybody's working with everybody, and it's a big group effort. And that's what I love about this project, because Lyft is it's not just something that's going to come into town that's just going to serve one sector or serve one part of our community. This is going to change family trees across our community. So and thank you for the work that you do.
Thank you. We look forward to the innovation that is to come out of this project locating here, as well as our focus on technology with Florida West. We're really engaged and encouraged by the numbers of technology jobs that are in the region and growing that sector in our economy.
Yes. And our education system here in Florida, especially in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, these students are going to be super excited because there's going to be a lot of advancement and technological opportunities for them. And like you said, there is sort of a stigma sometimes with manufacturing and engineering and things like that. But I think that definitely that tide is changing, definitely.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, the jobs of the future are in making things that add to the value of the local economy.
And that's going to happen thanks to Lyft and Florida West, PSC, all of our, it's just another great example that you hear about on the show all the time of everybody in our community pulling together and the whole country really recognizing Pensacola as a unique place to do business. And we're so happy for that. Danita Andrews, thank you so much for being on the show. We're going to come back after this last commercial break and just wrap things up. If you have any questions or comments about this, 437-1620, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio Pensacola. We'll be right back after this.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked quite a bit about James Calkins' opposition to a renegotiation of the agreement deal with Juanes Pagodas and what in the world why when we talked about it. Also did some substantial analysis of a recent Supreme Court decision dealing with impact fees out of California and talked about the Escambia County Commission's treatment of the OLF 8 project proposals and discussed the frivolous question of whether you still use paper maps in any way. You can listen to all of those conversations at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I have Danita Andrews in the studio this morning. This is really fascinating stuff and very, very exciting for our community. The LIFT program, L-I-F-T, is being brought to our community in partnership with PSC, Space Florida, and Triumph Gulf Coast, and all of our local leaders getting behind this. Let's talk real quick about the Triumph Gulf Coast and how their partnership was very crucial in this partnership here, this development.
Absolutely, Jake. The Triumph Gulf Coast is a product of the BP oil spill that happened in our region. So while that was detrimental in 2010, that panel or commission was stood up by the state of Florida to really address the 8 disproportionately affected counties on Florida's Gulf Coast to help to diversify our economy. And so Triumph Gulf Coast is looking for technology-related businesses and innovation and things that really diversify and set our economy above and beyond. And we're appreciative of that support that we have from the Triumph Gulf Coast Board and their staff and working hand-in-hand with us to help us to actually land significant projects in our region. And it's an asset that the rest of the state doesn't have. Triumph actually likes to there's a specific return on investment that's gauged with each project. And so they're looking for a 3-to-1 return on investment.
Nice.
So for every dollar invested in projects, they're looking for a $3 return. And our project with LIFT rated an A in its standing, and we are receiving up to $6 million for this project to help it to come to Pensacola area.
All right. That's great. Check out www.lift.technology. Follow them on Twitter. Yeah. It's X now, at News from LIFT, and to learn more. Danita
Lisa
Andrews, thank you so much.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.